Is that the most physical secondary that you guys have faced and you have faced this year?
Yeah, that's a good matchup there. Pretty physical secondary. You know, they like to get their hands on receivers, you know. A lot of stuff, you know, the refs let us play today, that's all I can say.
What are your impressions of Patrick Peterson?
Good corner, you know. Good ball skills. Overall, good player, man. It's, you know, it's a pleasure to play good players in this league because it's some great competition, and, you know, he's one of the good ones.
I know you were traded all 4 months, but records, I mean, there are records even being broken on your way to matching Rice's record now. You're the first receiver with back-to-back 1,600-plus yards in NFL.
Two straight seasons
in NFL history. Just, I know you'd rather have the wins, but just kind of your thoughts on that.
It's an accomplishment, you know, to be able to average 100 yards a game, you know, do that, you know, consecutively. You know, it's definitely been a goal, and to accomplish it, you know, it's big. But the record, our record, 4-10, it definitely overshadows a lot of wins.
Matt said that he came in here and talked to the team and put the blame on his shoulders. What did that mean to guys, and was that necessary for him to do?
Right after he broke it down, he said that, you know, when I went up to him, I was like, man, you can't, that's not all on you, bro. You know, it's a team effort.
And Jim's talked about this a couple straight weeks, you guys' failure to win on the outside, failure to get a lot of separation. What's going on there exactly? Not just with you, but the whole receiving corps.
I'm just going to sit back and watch the film. You know, in the NFL, you know, one of the best leagues on earth, the best league, you know, there's not going to be a lot of separation. You know that, you guys know that. You know, it's just about making the plays when they're there, you know, and you just got to find a way to make those plays.
One last question.
The first interception that Matt threw, what happened on that one? Was
the one that Pat, you know, we wanted to get him singled up, and I thought we had him singled up, but coach told me that the safety might have came over, but I'm not sure. But he bailed out, you know, they might have went quarters or something, and he stayed on top, you know, so I wasn't able to get on top of him.
Peterson was complaining you pushed off on that one. It was just out of your reach.
The only reason I pushed him was because he grabbed my face, man.
Did you tell him that?
No, I didn't tell him that because he was